It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Painkiller addiction is a plague that's sweeping the nation, and the feeling of dependency can really turn into an addiction, especially after surgery or in the case of back problems, and people turn to painkillers for so many reasons. My guest is Erica Spiegelman. She's addiction specialist and counselor. So, Erica, when we talk about the commonly abused painkillers, people right away think of codeine and OxyContin and morphine. Speak about addiction to painkillers and what prompts it, what brings it on, and how can you recognize it?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's really an epidemic what's going on, I believe, in our country right now. There are so many doctors and hospitals out there that, you know, are medicinally trying to prescribe painkillers to people and patients that need it for back problems, for accidents, for injuries. And what winds up happening is they do not explain to these patients or these people that the oxycodone or the Vicodin or the you know, whatever the morphine, whatever it is that they do prescribe, how dangerous and addictive it really is. People must understand that they should only be taking it for their prescribed amount of days. And what happens is people, you know, misinterpret that, or they don't fully understand it. They're not educated, and then they start prescribing themselves, and they start treating themselves, and they start becoming tolerant to these medicines, and then their tolerance level increases, so they must take more in order for the pain to subside, you know.
Okay, so, you know, people do self-medicate, and especially with these things. So, you know, what do they, how do you recognize if you're somebody that's taking these, you've had back surgery, and if you've ever had back pain, boy, you know that this is some really intense pain. So maybe you've been
absolutely
prescribed codeine or OxyContin. They don't, you know, morphine, it's a little harder to get that out of the actual hospital, but people do it, I'm sure. You know, but how do you get these things? How do you recognize that now, you know what I am? It's not working for me. And Vicodin. I hear people taking Vicodin so much.
Right. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. If you recognize that you are starting to, your intolerance is increasing and you're starting to still feel the pain, you know, and your dose, you feel like it needs to be increasing, I would absolutely go back to a doctor and explain this to the doctor instead of you taking it in your own hands and taking more pills, because what that happens is your body doesn't know how to metabolize it, and you start to feel dependent on it, and your nerves and your tissues and your body start, you know, building up a tolerance for it. So it's very important, if you feel like the pain is still, you know, very excruciating or it's still there, to absolutely go back to the doctor and explain this to the doctor. But also, if you're also feeling there's some consequences to, you know, to the fact that you're taking these pills, whether you start forgetting things, if you start acting differently, if your moods start changing, these are all red flags and warning signs, which, you know, we have to be very careful of. So people, there's really red flags. There's some things that, you know, you have to begin to understand, which is that there's major consequences to this, and that, you know, when you do get off of this medicine, there is going to be, you have to taper off of it. There's going to be some side effects.
Okay, so that, you know, that's definitely a myth that some people think of, that if you go off of one of these medications and you feel, you know, that you feel kind of bad after going off, that you were addicted. But that's not always the case, is it? I mean, you get those side effects with prednisone.
Yeah, no. That's not always the case. I mean, no matter what you're taking, these are strong medications, and you have to actually medicinally get off of it in a very, you know, a very smart and very healthy way, because your body starts getting used to this medication, and sometimes people go and have seizures or some have some negative side effects. So it's really important to be medically supervised at all times when you're taking these things. Even Vicodin, even when you get, you know, if you have tooth surgery, I have people that come in that have their wisdom teeth out and they have really terrible side effects from taking the Vicodin for a couple of days. So it depends on, you know, how you're built and how you're wired. Some people have allergies to these medicines that they don't realize.
So what are some of the most commonly abused painkillers, Erica?
Oxycodone, OxyContin, Vicodin. I think the top three that are out there right now. I really think it's unbelievable how oxycodone has been prescribed just very freely, without having, you know, a legitimate reason. I mean, there's people out there that are taking it for a little bit of pain here or there, or a fall. And I understand people have, you know, they have severe pain, but there's other things, and there's natural ways in which to start coping. There's, you know, physical therapy. I could go through a whole list of natural ways in which to treat yourself for minor pain.
Well, so I would like to, and I would like to get to that, but how is addiction to painkillers different than when you're going through withdrawal and you're trying to get yourself off of these painkillers with the help of a specialist such as yourself or your physician or an addiction special, you know, center? What is the difference? Is there a difference between addiction to painkillers and alcohol addiction or heroin, cocaine? Is there a difference in how you are pulled off of that drug?
Well, physically, it is the same type of addiction. Physically, it is the same. You ingest a chemical, and because of that, you become, you become susceptible to any kind of tolerance. And when you do want to, you know, get off of this kind of, you know, medication, or whether it's alcohol or whatever it is, it's you know, your body becomes too susceptible to it to just stop altogether. And what I think the big difference is emotionally and mentally, people that are really addicted to painkillers don't feel that they have a problem because it is prescribed. It's kind of the mind playing a trick on you, saying, no, my doctor gave it to me. My doctor said that would be fine, so I can take it. And that is actually the most dangerous piece of this whole issue, is that mentally and emotionally we convince ourselves, and most people are in denial, that it's an actual addiction. You know, I mean, a week, 2 weeks, that's fine, but then a month goes by and the pain's still not subsiding, and mentally you think that it's okay to keep taking it. So, I mean, I think there's another discussion to have about this, which is more about the mental and emotional aspect of it.
And, you know, you hear about celebrities all the time, Erica, that are addicted to various painkillers and sleep medications and the combination of each together, and they're such killer combinations. What can some people do naturally to help combat their pain instead of turning to some of these painkillers?
Yeah, there's some great things out there. There's acupuncture, which I think I've sent many patients to great acupuncturists that really, really help identify the pain and where it's coming from. I think that there's, you know, physical therapy, there's breath work you could do, meditation. These all sound like, you know, maybe kind of, you know, these alternatives that would not work and people don't want to buy into it. But I'm telling you, it is amazing what I've seen. If people could really focus in on, you know, it's mind, body, and spirit, we're all connected. So you have to really begin treating yourself and understanding, you know, maybe why there's some other pain, emotional pain or mental pain, you know, that's going on as we get addicted to things, why we keep taking things. So I would say, you know, try some natural remedies like acupuncture, meditation, learning how to breathe in a proper way so that the pain can subside, you know, and there's some great practitioners out there that really specialize in pain management.
Well, as an exercise physiologist myself, Erica, I like one of the most obvious painkillers, an external anti-inflammatory, ice, and I think it helps, and you can never become addicted to it, and it works every single time, but of course you don't want to sit on ice all the time. So in the last 30 seconds or so, tell people where they can find out more about you and your best advice about addiction to painkillers.
Okay, yeah. Well, you could find me at ericaspiegelman.com. And on Twitter at Erica Spiegelman. Also, just, you know, with pain addiction, it's really important to see a doctor that you trust and that you know has your best, you know, best interest at heart, because, you know, you really want to make sure that this is your life we're talking about. And there's very, you know, there's so many people out there that have this kind of allergy to painkillers, which your body doesn't metabolize it the way that some other people do. And it's really important to be medically supervised when taking any kind of these painkillers. You know, it's a very long road ahead when you don't fully have the education behind it. So.
Well, and that's why you want to work with your physician so that you don't become addicted to painkillers and you can try other methods of controlling your pain. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.